and it's a busy day. Later in the program, we'll go to the Minneapolis area to hear about yesterday's fatal police shooting of a black man after a traffic stop less than 10 miles from the trial of Derek Chauvin. But first to Windsor, Virginia, where the police department is under state investigation. An officer has been fired, and disturbing video has gone public showing two officers pepper spraying Caron Nazario, a black and Latino Army lieutenant, during a traffic stop last December. Officers said they tried to get him to pull over, but he took well over a minute. Lieutenant Nazario was seen telling officers he slowed down and signaled, but waited to find a safe spot. As soon as he did, he saw two officers with guns drawn on him. They then pepper sprayed him when he didn't get out of the car.
Is your commanding officer available?
Down! Let's go!
Is your commanding Let's officer go. Available?
Get on the ground. Get on the ground now!
Lieutenant Nazario has now filed a lawsuit against those two officers, claiming they violated his constitutional rights. Jane Harper is a courts and crime reporter for the Virginian Pilot. Jane, you were the first to report police body camera video. This was last week. There's also video from Lieutenant Nazario that he began rolling from his car. Yours really went viral.
Yes, I knew it was going to be, you know, it was going to probably take off, but it was much more so than I expected. I've just been, you know, bombarded with emails and phone calls, and it's been overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, Nazario claims the officers gave him conflicting orders, you know, put up your hands and fasten your seatbelt. He says that Officer Gutierrez, who has been fired, told him he was fixing to ride the lightning, meaning Nazario was fixing to ride the lightning. Nazario thought he was going to die. Others said that just meant taser. What? Stop there. What did that language mean?
The attorney actually added something to the lawsuit saying that that's a reference to the electric chair. And I actually heard since then that in the movie The Green Mile, that term was used. And okay. I believe it was in reference to the electric chair.
Well, the town of Windsor's town manager said in a statement that an internal investigation found the officers who pulled Nazario over, this is Joe Gutierrez and Daniel Crocker, didn't follow departmental policy. They were disciplined, ordered to take additional training. Gutierrez was later fired. What else from any corner are you hearing?
Well, there's been a lot of calls for investigations. Pretty much every politician from Virginia, it seems like, has spoken out on this. There's been calls for a state investigation, which is happening, and a federal investigation. I haven't heard anything happening with that. And the NAACP from the county there is holding a press conference this evening to discuss it.
Yeah. And back to some of the language of Officer Gutierrez, again, who's been fired in particular, at a time when we have a larger picture of police encounters that yesterday left another black man dead in a Minneapolis suburb just miles from the Derek Chauvin trial. Your colleague, the Virginia Pilot reporter, Anna Lay, tweeted, "I'm a brown Latina with a red car who's taken many nervous drives through Windsor, and she felt sick to her stomach when she read in your report last week that Gutierrez, when he was talking to the Army lieutenant, as they seemed to try to de-escalate the whole encounter, he said, 'We get a lot of people who say they want to stop in a safe spot. And, you know, 80% of the time, it's a minority.' Meanwhile, this raises a lot of questions about what, you know, legal questions. The police are saying he should have pulled right over. The Army lieutenant is saying, no, I have the right to find a safe spot if I've signaled and slowed down. One of the officers is heard saying on his body camera, we now have a felony pullover because he wouldn't stop. Is that true? I mean, have you looked into some of the legal questions here?
No, and I do plan to look into that because I'm curious, you know, for my own self, are we allowed to wait until we find a lighted spot? You know, are we required to pull over immediately? Can you be ordered out of your car? You know, I think those are all good questions that every driver would, you know, like to know. It just seemed crazy that it was considered eluding police when he slowed his car down, put on his signal. I don't see how that's eluding.
Yeah. We know also that Governor Ralph Northam said he was angered by this incident back in December, and he's going to invite the officer for a meeting to discuss police reform.
Yes. And I talked to his attorney this morning. I don't know if they've set that up yet. He did say that Lieutenant Nazario was still dealing with the whole traffic incident to begin with. But now he's, you know, known all across the country, and that's kind of freaked him out, too.
Jane Harper, Courts and Crime reporter for the Virginia Pilot. Thank you.
Thank you.